All right, it's another KFC Radio Quickie, and today's topic is one that is near and dear to our hearts, particularly Feidelberg's. We're talking about crazy chicks today, and not just any old crazy chicks. Maybe like the crazy chick, like the. capital C, crazy chick. This woman is next level, and her mugshot with her wonky eyes and her Mona Lisa, like, knowing smile really takes it to the next level. But this woman, I'd have to imagine, gets Feidelberg feeling a certain way in his plums.
I don't.
Don't you act like that's not your brand.
No, I don't see how people don't find this attractive.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I don't think that that's fair or something like that.
See, there's a video, and I hope we're going to put in the audio or something like that, because we're running this without a producer right now. But there's a video of her talking about her love for him. And I was listening to it this morning. I was like, I don't see how people can't find this romantic.
It is in a way.
She's like whispers. She's soft spoken. She's like, he doesn't have to worry about anything. I just love him.
He's not in any danger. I just love him so much.
I just want to.
And listen.
And she's like, love isn't like a fleeting thing. Like that's like. Love is something where you keep doing it. You're passionate about it.
Well, you keep doing it.
Baby, I love you too.
You keep doing it to the tune of 65,000 text messages.
What's that average to like a day?
I mean, who even, how do you even count all that up? How do you even know it's 65,000? That's such a ridiculous number. A woman is accused of breaking into a Paradise Valley home, bathing in the victim's bathtub, and sending tens of thousands of disturbing text messages to the man's phone after the pair went on, how many dates, John?
One.
A date.
Love at first sight, baby. It's
and,
a thing.
And date. 31-year-old Jacqueline AIDS, was found parked outside the victim's home. The man also accused her of repeatedly texting him, despite saying he no longer wanted to talk to him, to her. And she allegedly sent 65,000, which comes out to 500 per day.
See, that's where I'm out. Is a text message. I don't like texting anybody. And you know what?
65,000 in 4.5 months, John.
It's not
that's
that
500
I don't like
a day for 130
people.
Days.
That's where I'm out. If she wants, she can break into my house. She can take baths. She can just like jump into bed with me. She can give like speeches. She can say she wants to wear me. See, I think there was one thing.
Wear
where
my
she
skin.
Wants, wear, no, wear parts. She wants to wear his body parts.
Oh sure.
Like, I'm fine with all that. Totally fine with all that. It's the texting that I don't. So I'm just a really, really, really bad texter. Because it goes on two things. Like, one, I like to just not text is one part where like I don't like talking and all that stuff. We've done this, said that a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But another part is just like self-consciousness and anxiety where I'm like, that person they don't even really want to talk to me. Like they're just doing it because like they don't want to hear from me. There's no way this person likes me. Like that's the way I am with like everyone I text. Even with you, when I'm texting with you, I'm like, I'm probably annoying Kevin right now. It's just
somehow have the confidence to sit here with that dumb fucking hat on your head, but you don't have the confidence to be like, yeah, Kevin wants to talk to me.
No,
it's
I don't. I always think I'm just annoying people.
You are an enigma.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely annoying me with that hat.
Hang on. I was going to let you slide. I wasn't going to bring anything up. If you're going to keep making fun of me, why did you text me last night asking where I got the hat?
I don't think I did.
Oh, you did, pal.
Oh, I know. I asked you what the name was because I wanted a nickname for you. I called you Johnny Stetson in the tweet.
Oh.
I didn't want to buy that fucking hat. I wanted to know the style so I could come up with a nickname to make fun of you on Twitter.
Okay.
So this is the text message you're talking about. Don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer. She also said that she wanted to wear his.
She's laying out her rules very concisely. I respect that.
She wanted
like some girls are very evasive and like they're vague. You can't really tell what they're trying to say.
She's being pretty straight up. I will kill you. Don't make me do it.
Straight up.
She's
if
straight
you
shooter.
Leave me, I'll kill you. Hey, honesty in a relationship is important. This gal gives you in spades.
She said, I want to wear your body parts and I want to bathe in your blood. I mean, to me, in a way, if some girl ever said to me, if you leave me, I'll kill you, in a way, that would be such a relief because it would just be like, all right, well, you're my girlfriend for life then. Like, I don't want to die.
Yeah,
so let's make the best of this.
Oh, no.
Let's make lemonade.
Dump you right away. Like, you're out, bitch! I just sit there with a smile. I'm going to come kill me that night.
Just close my eyes and wait.
Here we go.
There's just no, part of, what does everyone always say that's hard about the dating world and relationships? Like, I don't want to play games. I don't know what you want. Just tell me what you want. You're being vague. You're sending mixed signals.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear mixed signals? Ain't no mixing signals here. If you leave me, I will kill you, but I don't want to be a murderer. Ipso facto, please don't leave me.
I exclusively send mixed signals. That's
the only kind of signals I send.
I am a TV that's not plugged into a cable box, just snow. You don't really know what's coming through here.
That's a good way to keep them on their toes, I'll tell you that much.
But she doesn't. She's clear and concise, and that's important, and I respect that. There are so many parts of this girl that I respect, and I think that.
Oh, and you know what? You know this girl fucks. You know this girl gets down.
She actually might be like she's, I'm being honest, she's a little too crazy for me because I'm just nervous that she like she'll bite a dick off.
Yeah, that's true. She'll bite a dick off in like a somehow backwards affectionate way. Like, I just loved his penis so much, I wanted to keep it with me at all times.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
it's like I'm not even trying to hurt you. I need to have your dick. I need your dick so bad. I chopped it off.
Like she'd be riding you. And she like sneak out a pair of like garden shears.
Yeah.
Just like,
and then it's like in, then, off of you, but inside of her.
And then just walk away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like,
just seal that thing up and keep it in there.
Kicking me now. Forever and ever and ever. I don't know why that's what I went to, but it did.
Because you're bubbling. You're happy. You're excited right now because of this girl.
Yeah. In my head.
Jackie. Jackie's making, like I said, getting you feeling some sort of way. If this were to truly happen to you, all jokes aside, what is the move? I mean, I guess this guy went to the police, right? And was just like,
yeah,
you have to arrest this girl.
To the police. I've gone to the police before. It's, you just, you gotta do it. You know, it's one of those things where you just gotta do it. It's fun to sit in this podcast studio and joke about it, but eventually
you gotta call
the
authorities.
Say, hey,
and how does that conversation go?
It's like, bin binder, you gotta fix this for me, man.
Sir, I have like a 5-foot-nothing, 100-pound soaking wet girl that I am fearful
and
for my
that's
life.
That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, that's what,
like,
I'm saying. It's like,
because like it's again, we've talked about mentally self-consciousness and anxiety and things like that. Like, I got to call a guy up and tell him I'm scared for my life.
From
like,
a little girl, yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be.
But I am.
But I
am. Or, like, you know, I think about, like, if you got a call because you're being, like, extorted or blackmailed or something, like Kevin Hart situation or something, it's like, you have to admit, like, yep, I was a fucking idiot. Like, she got a bunch of videos of me. I'm afraid for my life. This woman is, like, she's the puppet master and she's totally dominating me. I need to call the authorities for help. That's like you sir, have like, you have no control over your life.
You're a superhero at that point. Yeah. With regular citizens, like, I can't handle this on my own.
Yeah.
I'm calling in Superman.
It's like, this woman is so diabolical that I don't know what to do. It's like, I have to call for help because I can't even figure out a way to break up with her. I can't figure out a way to get her to leave me alone. I need the help of the law. Like, what does the Constitution say that's going to help me get out of this situation?
I respect that she threatens him, though. Because a lot of gals, too often, they'll threaten themselves. And that's like, yeah, that's a harder one to get out of.
Right.
Like, the cops are like, well, what am I going to do? Like,
right.
She's like, I don't know, call her bluff. Like, well, that's nerve-wracking, sir.
Because she might die.
Like, what if she does? Like, that, I got to go with
blood on my hands. Is that what the detectives told you?
It's
just call her bluff?
No, they went to her house. Okay. They went to her house.
That's probably some bad detective work.
A wellness check.
Yeah.
But that's what it's called. But it is like, it's when it's threatened, when the stuff like that's threatened, like, I should just kill myself. Like, That's heavy. That's worse than, like, I'll kill you.
That's worse than I'll chop your dick off and wear your blood and stuff.
Because then that's me, and I have to live the rest of my life.
Yeah, you don't want the guilt.
With that responsibility. What if someone actually does that?
Yeah.
You know? Like, how does that affect you? Like, I can't imagine.
People always tell me, you should stop joking about killing yourself because one day someone's going to do it. And I'm like, fuck you. No one's ever going to do it. But if someone ever, like, leaves a suicide note that's like, KFC told me to kill myself on Twitter and I did it, that's going to be a tough one.
Nah, I wouldn't care about Twitter trolls. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck them. You deserve to be dead.
Fuck yeah. I'll do the world a favor. Twitter troll to kill himself every fucking day. I couldn't care less. Do it. Honestly, do it. If you're like a Twitter troll, fucking kill yourself. But with someone you like had shared experiences with and stuff like that, once that happens, it's like, okay, like, I do genuinely care about you and I don't want to let you down. And if letting you down means like
you're dead,
you're
that's
dead.
Like the ultimate letdown.
That will like so. So I will
letting you
so
down into the grave.
I'll be miserable. Like I'll be miserable for
but
5 years.
You can't, don't tell him that.
That's what like,
girls but, pretend you didn't hear that because that's clearly the card to play with Feidelberg.
Like, it will work 100% of the time.
Yeah.
If it's I'll you'll kill me, that will not work.
Right.
Because and it's not just like out of the shtick of like I want to die. Like it's just like if you say you'll kill me, like I'm like fuck off. Like that.
Yeah.
I won't take that threat seriously.
Right. But I will take I'll kill yourself seriously.
Yes, 100%.
I mean. Either way, would your first reaction be like, I got to call the police? Or would your first reaction be like at what point do you call the police?
I was
going to say, 65,000. I mean, like, You didn't call at 20,000? You didn't call it like 5,000?
I'd call
you didn't call like 500?
I'd call it 20.
Yeah, like this is getting out of hand.
You know what's the most annoying thing in the world? When you're trying to scroll Twitter, or you're trying to watch Netflix, you're trying to watch porn.
Pops up.
Well, I should have my shit on silent.
No, but you know what I mean. The band buzz, pops down. Yeah.
And you got to scroll, you got to thumb it back up.
Yep.
I did it 20 times. I'm calling the cops on you.
Yeah, no. That's
I don't care if you're a girlfriend, my mom.
That honestly
doesn't matter.
That's a good point. Like at this rate, 500 a day, that consumes your phone. You no longer have a phone. You no longer can be on like social media.
Yeah, charge it like three times a day.
Yeah,
probably.
No way. It's hot. It's constantly buzzing. Whatever. No, that to me is like you, this other guy is kind of equally as crazy. The fact, or maybe he's just a lunatic, like a badass himself. Like, I can handle this. At 65,000, at 60, at 55, 45, 20. Do I hear 10? Do I hear 10? You know, like. You really waited until like the last possible second here.
65,000
in 4 months.
I wonder how many.
How many times do you think? Yeah, like you meet a new girl, you text her because like early in the early going, if you're really like cutesy and you're really into somebody, you're gonna text a lot. It's one of those things. You wake up, you text good morning.
Nah, even then, I don't.
You don't text a lot.
No, because like again,
you're afraid that you're a burden.
Oh yeah, and I think
most people
hard.
Who are normal with a little bit of self-esteem will, when they're really into somebody in the beginning, it's the text show. It's sexting at night. It's how are you in the morning? Yeah, because you want to just limit your exposure.
I don't want them to know
like who you
but
are.
But like, I'm also then I'm like I get nervous like when I text you like too
much. That's so weird.
But like I'm not nervous, but like I'm just
no,
like
but if you're cognizant then you might be like bothering me.
Yeah. But like that and that's after you know 10 years of friendship.
Yeah.
Like when I first met you, I would never text a person.
Right.
Like it's
right.
Like, if I've just met you, you have to initiate every single text conversation. And I won't overdo it. You have to keep it going.
You are literally a chick. That's like exactly like the stuff chicks say. It's a special story, a special girl, and it takes a special guy to even have been involved with her.
What was her math? Can we pull up the math for that video? Like the math at the end. I'm so bad at math. I thought
what,
she was like
the text messages. Mean the text
no,
messages.
No, she has that video where she's like starts doing like she's like L equals and like she's like doing math.
Yes, let me find that.
It's like I was listening to it this morning and I'm so bad at math. I was like maybe she's doing a real math problem right now.
Let me see it.
Oh my god, no, I love him so much.
All right, let's listen.
Oh my god, no, I love him so much. I just want to love him so much, is it? And if he doesn't like it, then I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. What am I supposed to do?
Hang on, pause it. That's a great line. That's the line like everyone always has.
If he doesn't
like,
love me,
I don't like me, I'll just go fuck my ex.
I mean, that's a tried and true, that's a tried
yeah,
and true
yeah,
method.
All right, well, that one didn't work out. I'll go back to my ex then.
To keep giving it, that's the math equation. It's love equals 3.3, which is infinity, times E equals MC squared, which is light. Light is forever. L equals 3. L, if loved was a number, it would be 3. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward. And if you're selfish, you can't understand that because you want something in return. He's not giving me anything in return, and I still love him anyway. That's what love is. That's what the universe is supposed to be made of.
That's love.
Love
equals 3.3, which is infinity, times the speed of light, which is also infinity. So it's infinity times infinity, which is 3.3 times infinity, which is love.
I was sitting there, like when someone like speaks in a language you don't really understand, you kind of just nod along, like, okay, yeah. Okay. I was like, yep, she's making sense.
Yeah, that's like when you're at the bar and you can't really hear someone. Okay. Uh-huh,
I'm doing
your love equation.
I'm like that all the time when people are talking. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Math checks out. Yeah. Math checks out. Love equals 3.3 infinity times the speed of light, E equals MC squared. Yeah, of course. Would you give this girl a date?
You know what? I mean, like, I'd love to joke and say yes.
Yeah.
Man,
would you give this girl a roll in the hay if you could somehow guarantee that you're not going to be harassed by her?
I don't think I would.
Even if it was just like you, I guarantee you never see her again.
It's her voice is too terrifying.
It is annoying. Yeah, she is scary. Like, she's not pretty. She's like, yeah, she's I'm actually a little bit scared talking about her right now, to be honest.
She's ripe for a movie or something because she is like, that. This is going to be a saga. This is going to go on a little bit.
This will 100% be a Lifetime movie.
How long does she go to jail for? Like what is the crime?
You know what it should be? Infinity. It should be love equals 3.3 times your jail sentence times equals MC squared. You should go to jail forever. Because this is this is, I guess, technically probably like stalking is a crime, but this is pre-crime because this is like pre-murder.
I don't think she's going to go to jail. I do think she'll end up in a mental institution.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, for sure, restraining orders and whatnot, and maybe not yet, but like she will be in the padded walls within
the year. I'll feel bad if she goes to jail because like...
It's just love.
People...
You can go to jail for love?
Look, she was an annoying lady, no doubt about it. But like dudes who
can't go
beat
to jail
their
for being
wives
annoying.
Don't
yeah, that's
go
true.
To jail.
That's
like,
true.
Like she didn't hit anyone. She's like sent too many texts. Like a dude who beats the shit out of his wife.
That's very
doesn't
true.
Go to jail.
There's been a lot of people who have skated on actual crimes, where you hear stories of someone who went to jail for like 2 years for like a horrible assault case or something.
Right.
But this is also like we dodged a bullet here. Like she sent on like. The fact that on 64,999 text messages, she didn't go murder him. We dodged a bullet. This guy should be dead. She just sent another text instead.
After like 300 texts of I want to bathe in your blood, I'd be like, just do it, you fucking pussy. Like,
just
leave
you're so annoying.
Yeah, leave me
yes.
alone or do it.
Shit
this
or
is
get
worse.
Off the pot, babe. Your whole routine is getting old. That's why something must have happened, because I'm sure that dude just put her on do not disturb, didn't even know the texts were coming through, and then eventually something happened where he was like, wait a minute, I'm about to lose my dick. I love you. Love equals 3.3. Love is about, you're too selfish to understand that.
Yeah, if you don't, like, I love so many people and just, no, they don't return it, but that's okay.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Oh, no, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. He doesn't have anything to fear.
When a girl says,
so, so
no,
much.
I'm not mad.
Oh, buddy.
You are in
trouble. Oh, buddy.
Trouble.
Watch out. If you ever hear that, run
oh, no,
for
I'm
the
not
fucking
mad.
Hills.
Oh, you are.
It could be an average
mad.
Girl who's just saying like, oh, I'm not mad that you ate dinner without me. You're in trouble for that. Or it could be a girl who's saying, I'm not mad that you called the police because I sent 65,000 text messages to you. Either way, when you hear, I'm not mad, they are mad, and you are fucked. See you next time.